Michael Hanlon is a defense analyst at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Why Guantanamo?
Well, there are a number of reasons. Of course, we can sort of do what we want to there. It's on foreign soil, and yet the foreign government doesn't have much say in how we use the place. We've used it to detain people in the past, Cubans and Haitians trying to get to the United States, and therefore it has some facilities we can build upon for this purpose. It's an important base, but it's not the most important operationally or for training in the U.S. military, so you can use it for other reasons without disrupting other kinds of military priorities too much. And it's close enough to the United States, you could imagine flying in various intelligence experts to interview these detainees and try to get information from them. So for a number of reasons, it seems the best choice, and I think Rumsfeld is right here to have selected it.
He says least worst. What does that mean?
Well, this is one of the Rumsfeld-isms, I suppose, we're all getting used to enjoying during this conflict with his wry wit. I guess what he means is, of course, he'd rather not have to deal with these people anywhere, and he'd rather not have to put them in the middle of any U.S. military base where there are always other things going on. Requires a great deal of security and a great deal, therefore, of disruption to whatever normal activity would normally take place at Guantanamo. And so he doesn't like the idea much, but of course he has no choice.
Well, he says no tribunals there, so is putting prisoners there a temporary solution?
I think it is, at least in terms of their legal status for now. I think some people also like the idea of Guantanamo because it's not American territory. Therefore, there is no presumption you are putting these people directly into the U.S. legal system, and there may be certain rights issues you don't have to, therefore, confront right away. You can sort of buy time as you figure out what to do with all these individuals.
It's the oldest overseas U.S. base, dating back to the Spanish-American War.
That's right, about a century now. And, of course, we've kept it for the last 40 years, even though the resident leader of that country probably would just assume we not be there. And so, again, it has the unique attribute of being on foreign territory and yet not requiring us to seek the permission of the foreign government. Since we're not in the business of consulting Mr. Castro about what he wants us to do with our base very often. So it has that best of both worlds situation. You don't have to bring them into American territory where they might be presumed to have certain rights. On the other hand, you don't have to ask the foreign government for permission to host them there.
You mean President Castro hasn't been consulted about this?
Well, I guess he was consulted yesterday when Mr. Rumsfeld publicly said and told us all that he didn't expect Castro to have any objections, meaning, of course, that Castro would not be given the opportunity to have any objections. But I think that's a fair point, what you said.
It's a curious thing. The U.S. continues to pay a lease, but Castro doesn't cash the checks.
Yeah, well, he obviously isn't too happy about it, and most countries would view this as an infringement of their sovereignty, and we wouldn't do this to most other countries in the world. We wouldn't keep U.S. military forces 40 years after the invitation was most recently, given to us. Obviously, the United States military has been pretty careful about working with host governments and leaving when they've been asked to leave in the past. We've left the Philippines. We've left many other areas. We've always indicated to countries like Japan that if they absolutely insist, we will certainly leave places like Okinawa. We only stay as long as host governments want us to stay, except in the case of Castro.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Michael O'Hanlon is a defense analyst at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, D.C.